Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Y'all. Blog Talk Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas, the Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Afrida Love, and today is our prayer day with love. We're going to go ahead and read the scripture, and then we're going to go into intense prayer. Our scripture for today is, of course, Isaiah 40:3, and it reads, But those who hope in the Lord, will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. I want to pause right there really quick because there's something that I need to say about that scripture. First of all, if you find that at this moment, at this present time that you are listening to this radio broadcast, that you are in shambles, that you are, feels like you're in shackles. It feels like there is no hope. It feels like all hope is gone. It feels like God is far from you. You are just a prayer away from God. God said that the prayer of the righteous availeth much. It means when we go to God in prayer, everything is okay. He gives us peace, serenity. He gives us the attitude and the gratitude of a bird. Whether birds sing, whether it's raining, they sing whether it's night, they sing whether it's day, they sing whether the sun is shining. As a matter of fact, as I am on this broadcast, I hear birds singing outside of my window. So that affirms, that confirms what God is saying about renewing your strength. But today is a good day because it is a day of prayer. It is a day where we speak to the Lord, and every day should be a day where we speak and we meditate and we concentrate on the goodness of God, and not only the goodness of God, but the things that He has done for us and the things He's going to do and the things He's done in the past. So without further ado, I would like to go into prayer. And one thing that I was thinking about while this show was starting is God said, this is a ministry. He said, and as long as it's chosen by Thee, chosen by God, it is a ministry that helps people. It's not about competition. It's not about anything other than ministry. And Jesus said, when you promote Him instead of promoting other things, because you have many distractions. Because once you become, Lord, give me the word. Once you become engulfed in the Word, you begin to see things that you've never seen before, and you begin to be exposed, not because of who you are, but because of who you stand for and who sent you. So therefore, it is very important that in anything that you do, any blessings that we have, we keep it grounded and founded in the Lord, and we keep it wholesome where God gets all of the glory and all of the praise. And so I want to go ahead and pray. And I have a lot of things that we need to pray about. But I want to go ahead and pray. And I don't know what my prayer is going to be. I don't know what God is going to lay on my heart. But I am going to pour out what God has given to me. And I hope that it blesses you as well as myself and any other listener or listeners who is listening to the show. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to You as humble as we know how, Lord. We come to You and we unrobe pride. We unrobe malice. We unrobe jealousy, Lord. We unrobe me, Lord. And, Lord, we dress ourselves and adorn ourselves with You, Lord. anything that we have, Heavenly Father, we thank you for it, because we know that we came to this earth with nothing and we shall leave with nothing. But while we're here, you have blessed us. You have covered us with something, whether it be a ministry of music, whether it be a ministry of the Word of God, whether it be a ministry to the people, whether it be servitude or whether it be gratitude, you have dressed us up, Lord, and we thank you, Heavenly Father. We ask you, would you not bless us, would you not allow us to abuse your gifts, Heavenly Father? Would you bless the spirit of pride to leave, bless the spirit of competition to remove itself, Lord. Bless the spirit of just wanting it to be about me to remove itself and allow the Word of God to reach the people. For sometimes in ministry there is a wall that is built between the ministry of God and the people of God and those who are not of God, because we let our pride and we bring other things in from the devil, such as competition. We bring evil spirits in, Heavenly Father, that causes a wall to be built. And what happens to that wall is that everything that we say boomerangs and hit the wall and come back to us, and it's not feeding our people. And Lord, we're asking, would you bless those spirits to be removed, Lord? If we are too high, bring us down. And if we're too low, Lord, bring us up. Heavenly Father, there's a lot of things that have happened within the weeks. There are people with mental illnesses. There are people who have lost their lives. There are people who are hanging on, Heavenly Father. There are people who are at the hospitals, Heavenly Father, who are standing by the bedside of a loved one, praying that they will make it through, Lord. And we're asking, we already know that you're there. We're not going to ask you to go, as I always say. We're not going to ask you to go anywhere, because you are everywhere. And because you are God, there is someone who has lost something or someone special to them, Lord. We're asking, would you bring them peace? Would you comfort them? Because you are a comforter, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, Heavenly Father, would you bless the words out of my mouth to expand and to help someone, Heavenly Father, and to minister to a situation, Lord. Would you bless those who are disturbed in the mind, Heavenly Father? Bless those who have questions as to why it happened, whatever it is. Bless those who are in the hospital, Heavenly Father, in their beds. And many times, or sometimes, you allow things to happen to us so that we can rest, because sometimes we get so caught up in doing things that we forget to give you a little praise and glory and spend time with you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the trials and the tribulations. We thank you for the valleys, Lord. We thank you for the mountains we have to climb, although it gets rough a little sometimes, Lord. We thank you for the difficult times in our life. We thank you for the situations where we didn't know how to make it through, where we had to come to you, Lord, and we had to immerse ourselves in the Word of God, Heavenly Father. We don't want ministry, Heavenly Father, that is for show or shape or fashion. We want authentic ministries that actually minister to the soul of your people, Lord. The purpose. We don't want to ever lose the purpose, Heavenly Father. We don't ever want to lose what you have told us to do, Lord. We want to be obedient to your word, Lord. We thank you for everything that you have done. We thank you for the doors that you have opened. We thank you for the people that we have been able to minister to, and those who are able to minister to us, Lord. Heavenly Father, we're asking you, would you continue to bless this show, Heavenly Father, the Love Lift Jesus Up show, because we know that it is God sent, Heavenly Father, and God chosen. And because of that, Heavenly Father, we ask that you take charge and decrease all of love, decrease our Frida Emanuel love to the lowest point, and increase the Word of God so that the people can understand, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we understand that there are going to be a lot of people, Heavenly Father, who come on the show, and we're asking that your light be shown, Heavenly Father. We don't want any darkness. We don't want anything that's going to hinder us from seeking and hearing from you, Lord. We want every word that comes out of the mouth to be true and to be proven, Heavenly Father. We're asking, would you bless us to understand the word and understand the revelation so that we shall know which path to go, Heavenly Father. Lord, we bless those patients Once again, the cancer patients who are in the hospital, we bless those kids who are in the hospital, Heavenly Father. Each youth, Heavenly Father, that we know and don't know who are in the hospital, Lord, we're asking for a touch, Heavenly Father, because we know that you are a doctor. We know that you are a healer. We know that you are a lawyer who has never lost a case, Lord. We understand and recognize that you are the one who is keeping us here. It's not because we're so good. It's not because you blessed us with a ministry and we're telling your word. We're not doing you a favor by giving the word of God, Heavenly Father. We are being obedient and in your will, Heavenly Father. Lord, I'm asking, would you bless each person who has lost someone, Lord? Because that's hard to lose someone or lose anything. We're asking you, would you comfort them, would you protect them, would you help them, would you bless them, would you keep them, Lord, in your care, Lord. We're asking, would you bless each college student, Lord, would you bless the schools, would you bless the homes, Lord, would you build a fence around, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, Heavenly Father, would you bless those who travel on the highway to make it safe to their destinations, Heavenly Father. We're asking, would you give grace to those who need grace, and would you give mercy to those who need mercy, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we don't want anything to be for a show or shape or fashion, Lord, but we want everyone to know and recognize that it is you, and you are the reason that we move, live, and have our being, Heavenly Father. Lord, help us to be more appreciative Christians, Lord, because many times we take things for granted, like we're supposed to wake up, we're supposed to be able to walk, we're supposed to be able to talk, we're supposed to be able to think. But help us to appreciate you more, Lord. Help us to be grounded in you and understand that every time we're here, it is nothing but favor, because we don't have to be here. We don't have to use our bed, Heavenly Father. We could be in a hospital bed, and we're thanking you, Heavenly Father. We're thanking you for even those who are in hospital beds, because we know that you're able to heal people, Heavenly Father. We're asking, would you bless those who have lost hope? We're asking, would you bless those who are depressed, Heavenly Father? We're asking, would you bless those who are in the storm? Thanking you for those who are coming out of the storm, Heavenly Father. Thanking you for those who are going in the storm, because they're going to get closer to you, Lord. We're asking, would you continue to bless this, just bless this whole ministry to be about you, Lord, to uplift, to magnify your name. And whatever you want to add, Lord, we surrender all unto you, because you are our blessed Savior, Lord. We thank you for this day that you have given, a day that you didn't have to give, but you gave it, Lord. A life that you gave and you didn't have to give, Lord. We thank you for the new additions who have come into the world. We thank you for the new babies who have come into the world, Heavenly Father. We're asking, would you give them health and strength, whoever they are, Lord. We're just praying for everybody right now, because whether we're going through a storm or not, there is always a situation going on, whether it be a broken heart, whether it be a perplexed mind, Lord, whether it be that you're really thinking about something, whether it be a decision, there's always something going on where you can pray, and you can't pray enough. And we're asking, would you bless our hands to touch whatever we touch, Lord, for it to grow and prosper, whatever words that you give us to speak, that it will minister unto your people, Lord. Whatever we set ourselves to do, that it will be all about you and not about us, Lord, because we understand and we recognize that we have because of you, Lord. Lord, we're just asking right now, once again, would you bless, just bless situations, Lord. Bless situations where families don't have they don't have the answers, but they have a lot of questions. Lord, bless those who want to come to church, but temptation keeps knocking them down. Bless those who want to get closer to you, but for some reason Satan won't let them. Bless those ministries who have walls built between them and others, Heavenly Father. We're even asking for a blessing for the White House, Heavenly Father, because there are a lot of walls that are built that needs to be torn down. And the reason why they need to be torn down is because it is separating your people. And we're asking, would you tear those walls down where people will begin to communicate and people will begin to understand that it is not the U.S. who runs the world, Lord, but it is you who runs the world. And we're asking, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, would you just bless right now, whatever state, whatever predicament this world is in, would you bless it, Heavenly Father, and would you bless it well, Lord. Heavenly Father, we're asking you, would you just once again, Heavenly Father, and I keep going back to those who are in the hospital, would you bless those family members, Lord, who are standing by their bedsides. Some are in tears. Some are wondering what should they do, Lord. Some of them are wondering why. But, Lord, give them that peace and give them that assurance to know that you are God and above you there is none other, Lord. And we're just asking you, would you continue, Lord, to be commendable in our lives? Would you continue to help our light to shine so that men, women, boys, and girls may see that you are God and besides you there are none others, Lord. Lord, we just want to be the role models that we are supposed to be for the people, Heavenly Father. When we bring a ministry, Lord, we want it to be clear that you are the head and we are the tail, Lord. We want it to be clear that Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega. We want it to be clear that everything we have belongs unto you. We want it to be clear that we don't have anything and all that we have belongs to you. We want to be clear that every word that is spoken, every word that is said comes from you. We want it to be known that you are the source. We want it to be known that we are your children. And Lord, help us to act that way. Help us to love one another better. Help us to support one another better. Help us to break down those barriers, those walls that hinder us from being who we are able to be, Lord. We're asking, would you bless us to be more productive people? Would you bless us to be a more productive city, a more productive state, a more productive nation? Help us to do the will of God. Bless us to make more time for you, Heavenly Father, and help us to be better. And Lord, as I've said all of this, asking, now we are going to thank you. And once again, we thank you for everything that you've done in the past, the present, and what you're going to do in the future. We realize, we recognize, and we understand that no day is guaranteed unto us. We realize and we understand and we recognize that it is because of you that we are able to even be here. It's because of you that we're able to understand and know the word. It's because of you that we have favor. It's because of you that grace and mercy follows us. It's because of you that we are who we are today. And Lord, we want, particularly, I'm praying for this ministry, that it be a ministry not known for our free to love, but known because of you. Because when you mention Jesus, when people mention Jesus, I want them to think about this station when they mention Jesus. Because in your word and just through your life, you went around a lot of people. Everybody was different. There was nobody who was the same. But you loved us all the same. And that's the same ministry that I want to spread from city to city, from state to state, from nation to nation, from country to country. And Lord, I thank you for the vision. I thank you for the direction. I thank you for the purpose. And Lord, I don't want this to be any other ministry if you, that is not like you would have it to be. So Lord, I'm asking you, would you lead this ministry and guide it? But Lord, I want to conclude the prayer in thanking you for sparing lives, thanking you for sparing opportunities, thanking you for letting or allowing grace and mercy to follow us, thanking you for just being God. And one thing, and it may not be anything else consistent in your life, but one thing you can assure is God is not going to change today from tomorrow. God will still be the same God he was today. And I challenge you on Sunday, and I'm really stepping out now, I know this is God. Go to somebody's church, whether you're atheist, whether you know God, whether you don't. Pray. And try to just make it in the house of the Lord. The church is in your heart. The church is in your heart. And if the church is in your heart, then you know that you have God. And I thank God for the opportunity and for the vision to even add a prayer segment, because I guarantee you, this really helps me a lot to make it through the week. Because like I said, he said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men, meaning all humankind, unto me. And we have to lift the Savior up until he speaks from eternity. Amen? And that's the prayer that God gave me to pray this day. All right. We're going to go over some announcements. Remember to continue to tell your friends about the Love, Lift Jesus Up show. I'm going to say it again in case someone was talking. Remember to continue to tell your friends about the Love, Lift Jesus Up show. The site is blogtalkradio.com/freetolove, FREDALOVE, that's all one word. The fashion line is up and doing well. The fashion line's website is fashionsbylove.com. That's fashionsbylove.com. Please be sure to visit and tell your friends about that site. And yes, it is a very credible site. It's a real site. I have my number on there. You can call me if you have any questions and things like that. You know where my radio show is. So please, please, please look at that website. Please continue to pray for everyone, as I said. Make that list, 10 people, and pray for those individuals. And be sincere when you pray. And don't just pray for your family, but pray for other people, because we need it. So don't just pray for all of your family. Spread it out a little bit. Remember the Sherry Bronson Show presents Empowered to Win. Be sure to look at her website. And her website, and I'm pulling the paper right now. Her website is, all right, Lord Jesus, help me, www.sherrybronson.com. That is her website, www.sherrybronson.com. Be sure to check out the Wanda Bell Ministries. You can Google Wanda Bell, Facebook her, or you can Twitter the Lady Bell. University of North Texas will have a family weekend with food, fun, a run, football game, and more. Be sure to visit the University of North Texas website. And praise God, I want to shout out to this particular hotel. I called and I now have a room. Praise the Lord. So be sure to check out University of North Texas. If you see me, come talk to me. I'll tell you a little bit about the show. I'm just going to be around. I'll be around all 3 days, God's will. I promise to be around all 3 days. And so if you see somebody with a shirt that says, "The Lord knows your story," then you know that's me. So come and say hi. I'll probably be waving at everybody anyway. All right. Remember that God is good, and all things come from him. And I want to once again thank my family, the listeners, and everyone who just takes their time to listen to the show. And I want you to know that I really appreciate you. I have a lot of new people who have come into the ministry, praise God, and the revelation of God says there's going to be a whole bunch more. I thank the gospel artists, I thank the poets, the authors, the community leaders who will be on my show in the future. I will be contacting some more individuals as the days and weeks go on, and I would love to have all of you guys come on my show. If you are a gospel artist, a poet, author, actress, actor, radio host, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. You can Facebook me at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. So please be sure to stay in touch with me. Most of the ministry things or my guests, I do have that as an open site. So if you even Facebook me or if you just stop by my page, you'll see that information. But I would love to connect with you and be your friend as well. If you're looking for a church home for Sunday, come to 919 Dutton Avenue with you. Reverend Dr. Carrie Berkeley is the pastor. It is conveniently located by Baylor University. It is right on the corner, and you cannot miss it. It's called Great Ebenezer Baptist Church. Reverend Dr. Carrie Berkeley is the pastor. Be sure to come out and visit with us. Once again, I'm just overwhelmed with a lot of thank yous. I owe a lot of people a lot of thank yous. I thank you for the support. I thank you for the inbox. I thank you for the invites. I thank you for just praying for the show. I thank you for your genuineness. I think that's most important. And I'm just continuing to pray for the show myself. I want it to be all that God would have it to be. I want to take out the me. I want to take out the Alfreda. And I want God to lead this thing. I want God to connect me with people who love him as much as I do. And I'm not ashamed to say that. And I just don't know what to say. I just thank you all. And it's very nice talking to you. You know, many of you call me or I call you. And I just want to thank you for that, those connections. But as I said, if you're at the University of North Texas and you see someone with the Lord Knows Your Story shirt, come up and talk to me, say hey, and we can connect as well. Okay? So let's see here. I believe that concludes all of the announcements that I have right now. Remember to continue to pray for everyone, and I'm going to say it again. I know I already said it 1,000 times. But it's very important that we pray one for another. It's very important that we lift each other up because you never know what people are going through until they tell you what they're going through, unless God has shown you some things, and then you know. But it's just always good to pray for everyone, even if they are a normal person like me or if they're a millionaire, because millionaires have problems too. It's not just us. So let's just pray for one for another, you know, because at the end of the day, it's not about being a normal person and it's not about being a millionaire. It's about being a Christian. And God says, pray ye one for another. And so we have to uplift each other in prayer. So if you're walking or if you're talking or if you're singing and someone asks you what that huge smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody. And once again, Facebook me, ALFREDALOVE. Email me, EMONYA_love@yahoo.com, so that we can connect. And I welcome all of my new people. Thank God. Praise God for you. And I will be connecting with you soon. Goodbye, everybody.